This is CliffCentral.com.
I came across a beautiful quote today by Sarah H. Bernstein, which says, "Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile." And so on that note, I'd like to just say a happy, beautiful Thursday morning to all of you who are listening to us live, and those for you listening to us on podcast. Well, whatever day you're in, you know, I'm sure it is a good day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will, the Bible says, rejoice and be glad in it. So this week marks the 8th show and podcast of the Open Book. Can you believe that we've actually really, really come that far? It feels to me like we recently just like kind of started yesterday. In the past few shows, we've dealt with some serious subjects concerning the Christian life, such as the validity of the Bible. I think that was like our first show. That was followed by worship as a lifestyle. And we've even done one called Overcoming Temptation. And we even tackled a subject which most people try to shy away, especially when speaking about the Christian faith, which is sex. And we call that one, Let's Talk About Sex. Now, last week, I was joined in studio by Rulani Garin and Aziz Kara, two very successful businessmen who spoke to us on the subject Kingdom Business. They spoke about, you know, how to operate a business in God's economy. I, for one, I must admit, received a great amount of wisdom from these two gents. If you missed that show and any of the others, you can catch the podcast either on cliffcentral.com or on the Cliff Central app. The Cliff Central app is up, and it's been up for about 2 weeks now. And it is available on the App Store or Google Play. Now, this week, we are going to take a bit of a breather on the serious Christian subjects. I mean, after all, I've said it once in the show that God is not a boring God or even a serious one who forbids us to have fun. So yeah, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 reads, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun." In verse 4, it goes on to say, "There's a time to weep and a time to laugh." It's probably laugh. But, you know, it's always nicer when you say it in an American accent. And a time to laugh. So please take off your serious face, put on your smiley face as we draw near a God who is full of humor with top Christian comedians as my guest today. And our topic is, ha ha, hallelujah, a time to laugh. Go figure. So come on, stay with us. You definitely won't want to miss this. Now, to get our show started this morning, here's a clip from one of my favorite comedians of all time. I really, really love this guy. He used to cuss a lot, and then one day he actually did. He went to T.D. Jakes' church and did a set over there. His name is Steve Harvey. Really, really funny stuff, and I think it's just perfect for today. So yeah, let's go. Here's Steve Harvey with a clip called "No Amen."
The Open Book on CliffCentral.com.
Thing. Oh, I got a list. Here's another thing. Stop jumping up, hollering out amen if you ain't really been listening to what the pastor say. Oh, this is a big one right here. Think I need to repeat that one. Stop jumping up, hollering out amen, and you ain't been really listening to what the preacher say. The preacher done just made the announcement. Sister Jocelyn just passed away last night. Amen! Sit your butt down. That ain't an amen moment. This one is could be one of the most important ones to me. If reading ain't fundamental to you, if reading really ain't your thing, especially out loud, that's a whole nother reading out loud now. Stop jumping up, volunteering to do the announcements. Welcomes. Choir, Tallahassee. Is on Wednesday. It's choir rehearsal, and Wednesday ain't a day. It's Wednesday. Stop embarrassing your people. This the last one. I'm gonna leave you alone because I see I'm starting to lose some of y'all. Because that's your mama that keep jumping up doing them announcements.
Steve Harvey. Yeah, it's going to be that kind of a show today. You know, we're going to kind of take, you know, kind of look at the serious stuff, or those things that we think are really so serious, but they're actually absolutely just so funny and just absolutely just so amusing, you know, so to say. Now, the Bible teaches us that every good and perfect thing comes from God, which in my books also includes having a good laugh. Solomon, King Solomon, who is the wisest man and the richest man that has ever lived, he teaches us in Proverbs 17 verse 22 that a cheerful heart is good medicine. So a good laugh isn't only good just for cheering us up, but it also brings healing to the body. Yeah, man, you know what? Laughing should be encouraged and not suppressed, even at churches. Christian comedians should be welcomed at churches. Because they not only bring laughs, but they bring healing. Come on, Napster, my brother.
Come on.
If you agree with me.
Come on.
Even well-known preachers such as Joel Osteen, for those of you who watch him on TV or listen to his podcast, begin the sermons with a joke. Sometimes the jokes are a little bit lame, but nonetheless, they still do the job and they very much still appreciate it. And do you know that even God, who knows no sin, also enjoys laughing? Psalm chapter 2, verse 4 reads as follows. Heaven-throned God breaks out laughing. Heaven-throned God breaks out laughing.
Yeah.
That must be a big laugh, man. And to me, it even sounds like a news headline. You won't believe what happened today. What? God laughed. I mean, that's the biggest news since Jesus wept in the Bible. So therefore, the reason that we are able to perceive and express humor is because we are made in the image of a God who is able to perceive and express humor. If the Bible says that we are made in his image, then surely because we love to laugh, we love humor, he himself must be a humorous God. And if you look at the Bible, I mean, there are just moments in there where you actually just can't help, you know, but laugh, you know, at the thing that God does. So my guests today are probably made more in that image than I am because they are seriously funny. I try to be funny, but it doesn't work. You know, I know that back in the days it was either you could sing or you could laugh in order to get this, you know, to get the girls. I'm the one who sang, and these are the guys who used to make them laugh. My first guest today is none other than the king of Christian comedy, the Napster. What's up, bro? Good to have you in studio.
Good morning. What's up?
Good, man. It is an early morning for you, yeah?
Oh, my goodness. Jeez, it's not too bad though. 9 o'clock's not too bad.
Okay, cool. So is this for all, I mean, like for all Christian comedy or just for South African comedy or you just the king, you know?
I am the king of my kingdom and my universe. And it's not limited to Christian comedy or secular comedy. Revelations 1 verse 6 says, we are kings and priests unto God.
Amen.
So there's a lot of revelation behind that statement. It's not a cheesy slogan. It's actually a proclamation of who I believe and what my place is in Christ and in me fulfilling my office.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's actually that serious.
Yeah.
You know. And how did you get into comedy?
Oh my goodness. I was I was actually in a planning committee for a church conference.
Yeah.
Many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I suggested we have a comedian and mm-hmm. They obviously said who? I said me. They laughed at me. And then I convinced them otherwise. And yeah. I wrote my first script and I performed in front of an audience of 27,000 people live in Nigeria. That was
wow.
My first show and I never looked back since.
And what is, I mean, like to you, like what is, yeah, Ditsebe's just walked in.
Jeez.
That's my guest later on, Ditsebe.com he calls
Jeez.
Himself. Welcome, bro. We'll chat to you a bit later. Yeah, just speaking to Napster, king of Christian comedy. So Napster, what is, for those who don't know, what is Christian comedy?
Christian comedy is is basically defined by three things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is it's clean comedy. So there's no swearing, which is a big distinguisher from mainstream comedy. For those of you who follow comedy, you'll understand how hectic it gets as far as swearing and blasphemy. So the first thing that distinguishes Christian comedy is it's clean. There's no swearing. The second thing is it's a very values-based form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you an example. You go to a show, you laugh, you feel good. Generally, comedian has an agenda or a message that he's pushing. But it's not often that you leave from a comedy show edified.
Okay.
And that is the distinguisher for Christian comedy. It's actually one of the few forms of entertainment where you'll actually leave there edified, because there is actually a spirit that ministers behind what we do. That's why I always say I'm not an entertainer. I am a minister. You know, I'm just using comedy as a way of doing that. So there's a way that I prepare before my shows. I pray for the people who are there, who are going through depression, who are lonely, who are contemplating suicide. And then the last thing is it's promoting Bible values. And this is what excites me the most. So whether you're a Muslim, whether you're Hindi, values are values. And we are lacking those in today's society. So Christian comedy is promoting those values in a very humorous way, of course.
And why did you think it's important? Why do you think it's important for Christians to laugh and to laugh at themselves? I mean, like, is that what your show is based on? Is it your content like Christian content, or do you speak about stuff like people just walking in the streets and something you saw earlier on in the day?
I think the first thing people need to understand is that Christians, as much as we come from a different realm and we're just here for a season, we are people, we live in a world, we know what taxis are, we know what black people are, white people are, different foods. So my content is not just confined to what happens inside a church building. It is life from a Christian perspective.
And there's a lot of things that we can laugh about when it comes to, when it comes to the way that Christians live.
Absolutely. There's so much stuff that we can laugh about.
I must say, because we've been doing this tour together for Napster. It's your first national tour.
Yes, sir.
And we're in East London. Uh-huh. And I'd like to think I'm the Christian who's not like other Christians. Like, I know life.
Come on.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's funny just how many things that I probably do that other people think are absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
That I think they are normal. And I guess the wonderful thing about Christian comedy is that it brings those things out. And we're laughing as if we're laughing at what you're saying, but we're actually laughing at ourselves.
Come on.
And we're like, he's talking to me.
but for me, that is the power of comedy. See, comedy works in two ways. Firstly, it teaches you to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
And if you can't laugh at yourself, there's no way that you're gonna grow, become a better person. Some people enjoy laughing at other people.
Yeah.
when we're doing the colored jokes and the white jokes, everyone's stuff. Then all of a sudden, when you start talking about Zulu people, but when fits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We must learn to laugh at ourselves.
Exactly.
You know.
And one thing that you did on one of the clips that I'm gonna play right now, is that you made a whole, what do you call it again? You made a whole gag.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of the way that people laugh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play that and we're going to be back. So yeah, cool. Check this out.
Yeah. Comedy is cool. Comedy is cool. As a comedian, if there's anyone who's heard different types of laughs, it's me. There's always like a type of laugh in every crowd. You know what I mean? There's always a guy who screams, You know what I mean? And there's always this guy also in the audience. That guy who, I don't know whether he's grinding his teeth or something. It sounds something like that. You know that guy? Sounds like a grinder. You know what I mean? Strange.
And every now and then, you know, you have a white guy in the crowd, you know. I love a white love. You know, white love, they sound like they're running out of air. You know what I mean? Yes, man. People who come to a comedy show want to laugh, you know? The only reason they're not laughing is because they've reached their laughing daily limit, you know? Yeah, there is such a thing as a laughing daily limit, I'm telling you. I heard about this thing. I wasn't sure whether it's real. Guys, I've tried it. It's real. There is such a thing as a laughing daily limit. I mean, you'll just be at a show go... Then suddenly... James, I'm fit. Oh, grand. Oosh. Bloody daily limit. Do you know what I mean? Life must be tough for that guy. You know what I mean? Like, he probably knows his daily limit. He's just trying to act surprised. He probably has, like, 10 laughs allocated, you know, for the day, you know? And he has to see how he uses his laughs wisely. You know what I mean? I mean, you just be saying something funny, he'll be like...
The Napster. Hey, you guys, these guys are busy joking around here, you know. Our topic for today is Ha-Ha-Leluya. How do you guys like my topic? Do you think I could be a comedian? Ha-Ha-Leluya.
Oh my goodness.
It's too nice.
I thought it was just you actually did that.
I actually did the Ha-Ha-Leluya.
Ha-Ha-Leluya.
Because, you know, at Napster, I spoke to you and I said, man, I think I've got a name for your next DVD. You must call it Ha-Ha-Leluya.
So it's the laughter before the hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I thought it works. I thought it works, but clearly I'm...
Yeah.
But you're getting there.
I'm not meant to
you're
be a comedian.
I must say.
I will get there. I will get there one day. one day I will. Tizabe, welcome, brother.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here, man.
I was going to ask people for your number because, you know, I've obviously seen you around.
Yes, sir.
I mean, for me, you're one of the best... Not only just in South Africa, but in the country.
Thank you so
this
much.
Guy is really, really funny. So as I'm asking around, I'm like...
Did you just say ish. Not in South Africa, but in the country?
Not just in South... Ish.
Okay, sorry. It's not our mother tongue.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Trust Nefta to say that.
Well, not in South Africa, but really just like in the, you know, in the whole world.
Wow.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. Thank you so much.
The only thing about your comedy is that like it would have to have subtitles because most of it is in other languages. We have 11 official languages, so it's like in other languages.
Yeah,
that I don't
must
even
do it
understand.
In Sosidale as well, you know.
Is it, eh?
For some people it should be like it's tongues and the spirit of the Lord must interpret. Yeah, those were spirit filled, so one and I'm glad. Yeah, no, that was over strong.
Yeah, no, there we go. There we go. So Ditsebe, why is it Ditsebe or is it Ditsebe.com?
Ditsebe.com. Ditsebe.comedian. Ditsebe.comedy.
Ah.
Yeah, when you grow up Ekasi, normally they tease you. If you are too white, apparently these days you're a yellow bone, but then we'd call you Uroi. Because then you turn red in Afrikaans, you know, especially when we beat you up, you know? So if you've got a big head, we'd call you Uchomo. And normally that tempers with your spirit, that tempers with your self esteem. But here's a guy who's saying, no, my nickname isn't good. You know, I've got a satellite dish. Might as well people celebrate it. And the Bible says, let him who has ears hear what the Spirit
Amen.
Is saying. So it's an issue to say, it resonates well to say we go to church and sometimes we hear the word and not put it into practice.
Mm.
But a person who has heard the word will be seen by their actions. When you put it into action, then it means you have heard the word. So I'm just saying that. So it's a long-term and a lifelong message to say, let him who has ears hear. So that's how Ditsebe.com came about. Well, I had different nicknames.
Yeah.
There's another one being Bizutikirin. I used to do this gag, you know, because Maskula in different classes, they use different languages, you know, for Abanyabatu Makhanana, Malanzana, and all that. So there was this guy who were playing soccer and all that. This guy was renting there, and then he came back, and then we the ball just hit his window. So he was in the belly, you know.
Yeah,
so he said to me, Gubanuk to me first, Ralam, Satikirin, Papat Kamanuk Bizukirinalo, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how. That's how I was named Ukirina. So I moved from Kirina to Ditsebe.com.
There's one that I heard about this girl who brings a friend home, you know.
Yes, sir.
La Penekas, and then she says, Mama, meet my buddy. Ati hello ma padingwane.
Dumela mapad.
Yeah, but Ditsebe, I think Ditsebe.com is very clever. It really rings. Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's coming. Well, that's what we do, me and the Nepsters. That's what we do. Me and the next one would come to business cars. You have one? No, I left the one in the car. Yeah, and you probably
but
don't
how
have
can you be called? Because I thought, okay, cool. I want to get some information. Yeah. So now here's Ditsebe.com, okay, which is now clearly explained to me that it's Ditsebe.comedy. Yeah. So I thought, let me look www.ditsebe.com.
User nothing. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, it's under construction. It's only a matter of time.
And you've won, I mean, like, you've won some awards. Did I, a few years ago at the Crown Gospel Awards, you yes, won, yeah, you won Best
last
Comedian.
Last year, in fact, yes.
Was it last year?
Last year, yes, I've won.
Oh, that's the year that I won.
Ingoma. That's the year you won. You probably forgot.
That's all I remember, just my win.
Come on.
Yeah, so it's been exciting. It's been a good journey. You know, awards, they don't necessarily define you. But it's a work to say, as Nepsta has said, we are people. At times we have dark days, we have times whereby you are saying, Lord, is it going to happen today? But just when you go to your shelf, then you realize you've got an award. Wow, the Lord is still good. So those are some of things that one would look at umsebenzi and say, Lord, thank you for putting this in my spirit. And it has done well. I've had people saying, look, I came to your show and I was down. Now I'm well. I know I had a couple of inboxes, a young man saying to me, I've got big ears. Sometimes it's difficult for me to go to school. Then I said to him, look at Ditsebe.com. This is how you need to embrace yourself. I've never heard of an ear transplant. So you might as well celebrate yourself.
And how did you get into comedy?
My story is mainly spiritual. Mm-hmm. I think it was October, around about 2010, 2011. Yeah, was during the worship service. There I was, saw myself standing on stage wearing a black and white suit. People are laughing, and I'm at this church and everything. So I got excited. It was sort of a vision. Then I went out. And then I, the Lord helped me to interpret that. Mainly the black and white, it was the uniform that I was going to wear because I did my festivity 24 December and all that. Then that's how it came about, you know. But I've been following comedy. I mean, as far as Ngintwana, comedy has been there. It was just an issue of formalizing it, making it professional. You know, there's invoice for every voice, you know, making it professional and all that, yeah. So that's how it came about. That's how it came about. And at church, they approached me and said, between 10 and 10 past 10, we need a person who'll do the welcoming. Welcoming of the visitors.
And they said, Ditsebe.
And Ditsebe, you must do it. Then I started getting
it was the worst mistake.
The socks are fundis. Let's give him a hand. Everyone was excited. Because at times, I'm a pastor's witch. We make them to be like God. And once they fall, it's a problem. Mm. So we
absolutely,
need to really understand
man.
To say they are also human.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, understand. Yeah. So I needed to bring that to say it's not necessary that we are mocking. Mm. But we are actually saying to people who are at the same level. He may have a higher calling, but I'm also called. Nepster is also called. You know, K is also called.
Very good.
Mr. Bala is also called and everything. But we have taken our pastors, Sababekale Phezulu, and we're forgetting that they are not God. They are only humans.
Yeah.
I feel like preaching now.
Oh, whoa. Come on now.
Yeah.
Whoa. Come on now. Well, I mean, like, you know, I'm trying to make the connection. So you were on stage, you were singing in a black and white suit, and suddenly you thought of comedy.
In fact, I was having a mic and people were laughing. So then that said to me, I'm saying something.
It said nothing laughed. About you singing.
Nothing.
Maybe it did. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe it did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, well done. You know, like, well done to both of you for really taking. I think it's a road that nobody has actually ever been on.
Yeah.
Just going to the. I haven't had the opportunity to go to your show, Ditsebe, but having been to Napster shows, I've seen people there that don't. I mean, like, that would not necessarily go to church, sure. You know, but they come in there because they want to have a good laugh.
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing is that at the end of, you know, at the end of the set, you guys then do an altar call, you know, inviting people to, to accept Christ.
That's it.
And it's amazing because the same people who are laughing are the same people who are then crying afterwards. I'm like, there is a God.
Yeah.
You know,
straight up.
You know what
straight
I mean?
Straight up.
There absolutely is
because
a God.
The issue is with the spirit. The issue is with the spirit. It's not just a typical comedy. It speaks well to the spirit man. You know, whatever that is dead, it speaks well to the spirit man. So whatever that is dead, that whatever that is not right, through comedy, it's resurrected.
Absolutely.
And even in the Bible, there's comedy. Man, when three men came to Abraham to say, your wife at the age of 95 with a Sasa card in her wallet. She'll bore a child. Sarah was laughing at the back.
Yeah.
And that was comedy to her.
And it actually, does say, I think I actually had that. No, I don't have that verse. It says Genesis 21 verse 6.
Yes.
And Sarah said, God hath made me laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me.
Yes.
You know?
And another verse in Psalms, it says, God is seated on the throne in the heavenly, laughing.
That was his opening scripture.
That's
what is important.
So they said earlier on. So I mean, like, if God laughs, that gives us the right to you.
Absolutely.
That gives us the right to laugh. Yeah.
But
you
it's a sad thing, though. We're thanking God for what he has done, because people have stereotyped Napster. Christianity. Christianity is for certain people. Yeah. If a young man is wearing an all-star Ohleli Daikone Nufunuguze Nkonzo, and they can't come because the issue is they need to get a suit. They need to get a kick and bobos. So for them, church is not church.
Yeah. And they can't have a hairstyle like mine.
You see? Mm. No. Napster must
see Napster's hairstyle. I don't know if it's a hairstyle or it just grew to become a hairstyle. I just don't know when last year it touched your
hair. It's called the load shedding. Everyone.
Yeah. How do you prepare for that?
It's combless.
Load shedding. It's very, very simple, actually. Even cutting my hair, you just trim on the sides and then twist. Never slap.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We used to do it. Either sunlight or coke.
Exactly. Or a racket.
Oh, so it's not like Bune, you know, like he had maybe some things crawling in there.
No,
just because you were scratching, it ended up being.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be back with you just right after this. Just going to go to a quick ad break. And then just another short clip from the Napster. This is Ha Hallelujah, A Time to Laugh.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Open book on cliffcentral.com.
No matter what language you speak, hallelujah is international. But the thing I like the most about hallelujah is that we can tell where you're from depending on the way you say hallelujah. For example, Zimbabwe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. An example, a Nigerian man's hallelujah will always sound like a warning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And an Indian man's hallelujah will always sound like he's trying to sell you something. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And a colored man's hallelujah will always sound like he's arguing. Ay, hallelujah, ay, hallelujah, ay, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And you know, to each of those guys, the other hallelujah is not normal.
True.
True. Hallelujah. They think that they are funny, up until Napster gets up on stage and then teaches you about the different hallelujahs. And suddenly you actually start seeing that maybe yours is a little bit weird. Because you know, like, how it is that your accent is normal and everybody else has got everyone else actually has got an accent and you don't have an accent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel about
that's true.
About me. I'm like,
yeah, that's very true.
I'm sitting with these two crazies with hectic accents. Hectic, my brain.
And you are thinking now to say, what's mine? You can't find mine. I have a signature accent. Yeah.
So, how important? I mean, how do you guys speak about all these different issues, and you're able to still keep it, you know, able to still keep it clean? Isn't there quite a challenge?
You wanna go first, buddy?
Okay, cool. Yeah. Look, I was emceeing a men's conference last week. Actually, you were performing together, did Zebe?
Yes.
Yes, and
he did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Napster is something else. I taught him well.
No.
Everyone in Stitchy is so too nice.
Yeah, Grootman.
Sure.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah. I'm a loser comedy.
Come, Napster, come answer the question.
So basically, this guy came up to me and he said that he used to be funny. He was an old white man. He said he used to be funny, and when he became and he was very dirty. When he became a Christian, he said one of the things that he made up his mind to put away was that element of his personality. And he said to me, I have never in my life imagined that I could laugh in church. But the one thing that stood out for me the most was you never offended.
Yeah.
You spoke about many things. You helped us laugh at ourselves, but you never offended.
Yeah.
And I think this is the big distinguishing thing. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I always believe there's a motive and a spirit behind a joke. Mm-hmm. Haven't you seen it ironic that someone can make one joke about President Zuma, we will laugh at the other one, and then we'll sit back for the other one?
Yes, yes, yes.
Same joke, same topic. It's the motive and the spirit and the attitude behind the joke. Because one's intention is to celebrate, another's intention is to mock, you know. And I think that's very, very important for you to check your motive behind your joke. When you make a joke about Umfundisi, is it coming from a level of disrespect and dishonoring the man? Or yeah. Are you celebrating and you're also teaching Umfundisi to not take himself too seriously? So that's the thing.
Yeah. And you deserve it?
And on top of that, I think another thing, it's an issue to say, why do you do what you are doing? Mm. And the aim is to teach. But first and foremost, before we go on stage, we are Christians.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So I don't have to decide to be clean.
Come on.
It's a lifestyle.
Come on.
Like we normally say, Christianity is not a religion. No, it's not something. You know, it's a lifestyle. You are at home, whether the pastor is there or not, whether you are all alone and all that, you adhere to what God says. You've got the Spirit of God in you. Yeah. So I don't have to decide to be clean. It's part of my character. It's part of who I am.
So it is important. So it is important that the life you lead is going to show in your comedy.
As a muser yourself, you know this better. To say you can't be taking people in the presence of God when you've never been yourself.
Hmm.
If you are a pastor leading the church, it's no point of you taking the flock to greener pastures when you've never been to yourself. Hmm. You need to go there, get the greener pastures, eat the food. By the time the flock comes, they're excited. You are thinking of the next pasture.
That is so true, you know.
And I must have laughed at it. I must have been excited about it. I must have said to say, look, because every day there's things that we go through. At times you feel like praying, but you just can't pray. At times you feel like saying, Lord, you are not with me. Because I was once a youth leader at church. And one thing that I would understand to say, what is it that I'm going to say to young people on Sunday? Then the issue is that if I go through things, God is actually saying to me, you need to speak about this on Sunday because there's probably two or three young people that are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
But you need to be there as a leader to say, I have passed that road. This is how you go about doing it. Same with a comedy. When you go on stage, there's things that I've went through. There's things that I've experienced. You wake up in the morning and the devil says, yeah, no, you're a sinner. You did not pray. Then you need to take that on stage and say, have you ever been to a time whereby you feel like you don't pray? At times when you are praying, you find yourself fighting with the person because the person is owing you money. But you are praying. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yazin Baba, let him mali am. Oh, sorry, Lord. Sorry. You are a good God seated on the throne. Yazin Baba, ngiyafuna mali am. You know? Because your mind is not within the prayer. You know? You are thinking to say, Isan, mayinga buya le amali. I could be able to buy 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yes, sir.
No, man, that's awesome, man. And so how do you guys prepare a set? I know you kind of briefly touched on this, Napster. How do you guys prepare and obviously make sure that whatever you do, that it doesn't offend, it doesn't offend anyone?
Well, for me, lots of prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer is a big part of what I do because everything I do is inspired of God. And I think the other weird thing is people don't think that comedians actually sit down and rehearse their jokes. We do. You have to, you know.
Okay.
We may not rehearse a performance that ngizongena ngishayelena and then ngishayelena, but we must know our jokes as comedians and we must work on our craft. And even though we are Christian comedians and we are spirit-filled, I am a big, big respecter of craft. That's why I admire someone like Trevor Noah, because that is someone who has mastered his craft.
Yeah.
You know, when a pastor comes on, there are two types of pastors. There are pastors who will just say, here the Spirit is leading, here the Spirit. Next thing, the church is 4 hours into the service. Then there are pastors who prepare a message day before and they work on their craft and they research and they read. So preparation is very, very important. We prepare, we rehearse our jokes. I rehearse in front of a mirror and then that's to work on my facial reactions. And then the other technique that a director friend of mine taught me is I rehearse in front of a wall, and that helps me when I perform for an audience where there's no reaction. You know, so there's many things. I warm up my voice. You know, cause I'm a communicator. I want to make sure when I come on, I'm not too nervous and stuff like that. And I read. I read a lot. I have to read a lot because the different things that I talk about must be relevant to different people. Yeah. You know. So that's how I prepare.
Same here. I think it's important mentally as well. Meditation is very important. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. So meditation is important. It goes beyond the level of thinking, because that's another phase of thinking. So meditation, thinking about what you're going to say, how important it is, and also your motive to say, Lord, I'm trusting that someone is on the verge of committing suicide. By hearing this, they should have their mind, you know, turned around. And it's important. And not only that, I think what Napster has said, the issue of the voice, you know, people don't understand at times. You don't find yourself screaming because you want to communicate. It also an issue of tones. There's a certain gags that you want to say in a certain way. It will.
Yes.
You need to be able to say it ngama tones and all that. So I also do music as well. You know how the Lois Obalas of this world do
it. Get out of here.
C sharp, C minor. Give me the do. Are you off key, Baba? You off key?
Okay, that's enough. At least I can say it here, you know. Sometimes when I'm sitting down, then you've got the mic and I don't have the mic, and then let's me, Namanj. I'm like, ah, these guys, give me the mic and I'll show them. Who inspires who inspires you to in your comedy and just in your in the way that you live?
I think comedy wise, off record, it's just my mother, Umimi Dorcas. It's just something else, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Randomly, she'll just say something and then we laugh. It comes naturally. But within the circles of comedy and Trevor Noah, I think he does it well.
And his, I mean, like his comedy is pretty. I mean, like his comedy is pretty clean. Yeah. Like I don't know how it's going to be in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but yeah. I mean, but it is. It's not so much. It's not so much, you know, he doesn't have to use, you know, like any crowd or any swear words or any content that's whatever. I mean, like, it's good. And to think that, like, you know, the top South African comedian and probably, well, it is one of the top in the world. You know what I mean? That, like, the top guys are guys. It's all about the content. It's not so much about in the way that you present something. And speaking about pastors as well, there are all these different styles now of preaching, like everyone will say, and my message today is, you know, long time ago, say neighbor, yes. long time ago. And we think that, you know, when we mimic how other people present their testimonies, that we're gonna have good testimonies. But the thing is, if that doesn't have any good content, it's like, you know, like it's useless. So
And sometimes we can see a pastor who's faking to say he must have sat down and went through TBN and he,
you know,
has
and
this
what
whole thing. It's not right, because these are souls you're talking about. One day you're gonna stand next to God and say, this is what you said, and you never meant what you said. You just mimicked what you saw on TV. So it's important just being you. You know, you need just to be you, and it's important that to say what the Lord has said to you, because we come in different forms, shapes and sizes, and we come with different personalities. So you bring your personality into it. We'll have to accept you. Though your audience is very different. Audience, you know, sometimes can be very judgmental. They want you to present a certain style, but why is it that you will defile what God has given you and not use it? So it's important that you use it. And Napster also encourages me. Napster kills it. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to comedy, because another thing, I am very particular on who I look up to. I think Napster's lifestyle resonates well with me. Can you believe this? I spoke to Napster we're at the Banya Theatre. He was working there. We're just sharing. Fana, how are things and all that? Because it's important, as my brother in the Lord, there's things that he will go through. I just need to check with him. There and there, Napster just felt like praying for me. He did not say to me, no, let's get a room, and I'll pray for you. On the spot, while people up and down, he prayed for me. It's important that we leave the lifestyle.
Wow, that's
so
very important.
You encourage me.
Thank you, sir.
Because
that's humbling.
Off stage.
And when was this? I mean, like, how many weeks? When was this?
That's
exactly?
Like
a week before East London.
Yeah,
a week before East London.
The week, like, I came down to Joburg.
And
that's,
you know,
like two Saturdays.
And when I spoke to Napster about a month ago, I think that's when Durban. When was Durban? When we did the show in Durban?
Oh yeah.
About 4 weeks ago, which is a month ago.
Yes,
I said, I said, you know, I think it's gonna be. What's important is for you guys to to stick together and to come together.
Remember I told you that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. You know?
He didn't even know we were going to be here. I said
we're doing
to him,
clean gossip. We gossiped about you.
No, this is what Loy is saying. Like, oh, this is clean,
clean gossip.
Yeah, we're not going to confess.
So that's why today I wanted to have TD jokes.
Yeah, you know? I'm
Choco Choco. Yeah, you know? Because I really believe that.
When
you
was he choose, I got left. Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to tell him.
You're
going to the right. Why are you going to the left?
He's not, but his eyes are looking the other way.
Yeah, the other way. I'm
it's
right.
Like he's
very deceivable.
Walking like a crab. Hey. Don't get me started. So yeah, guys, I think it's absolutely wonderful because I really believe that the way that, you know, Christian comedy is going to grow in South Africa, this definitely is the time for it. I mean, you can see it with the amount of people are coming to your shows, the amount of people who know you guys, that this is a predestined time for you. And you know, unity, unity is number one. For instance, you know, just yesterday I spoke to, you know, I spoke to Kaya, I spoke to Ngubego, I spoke to Sfiso Ncwane. Do you understand? I'm like, guys, you know, let's come together. Let's actually do something because there is power in unity. You know, the Bible says that one will be able to...
One what? Shall chase 1,000 and two shall put 10,000 to flight.
Do you know what I mean?
So that's just two.
So now how much more, obviously, when there's five, you know, of you guys coming together?
Sure.
And I believe that you're also going to grow individually through what you do together. I'm going to play one more clip and then we're going to come back just to say our final goodbyes before I play the very, very last clip.
Wow.
This is the Napster. Okay, I won't say what it is. I'll just play it. Here we go.
With all this integration, I think there are still some areas where we... Yeah, it's going to be quite challenging to integrate, you know? Like, I've tried inviting my white friends to black churches. I mean, like, I remember my one white friend. I was like, hey, bro, Rod, bro, are you coming back next week Sunday? He's like...
Yeah, bro, the services are rad and everything, bro, but like, I can't be, like, dancing every Sunday, bro. Oh, like, it's a bit weird, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, that's what happens at black church. I mean, have you been to a white church? Like, everything is so calm and so somber, you know, and there's always, like, this one guy leading the worship in the guitar, you know, it sounds like...
Good evening, how's everyone doing, you men? Tonight you're going to be singing, Lord, you are my shepherd. Lord, you are my shepherd. I love you, Lord, and I worship you. Everybody just put your hands, get lost in the worship, get lost in the worship.
A black church, on the other hand, is something little different. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, Rob, you're not dancing! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, bro, I can't keep up, bro.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's run around in a circle and declare that we have defeat over Satan! Hallelujah! 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 Jeez, man.
The Napster comedy. The Napster comedy. Guys, how can people get a hold of you? How can people, you know, start communicating with you? That's kind of like the same thing I'm saying. But, you know, how can people talk to you?
Well, I've got my fan page on Facebook. It's dizebet.com. You just
spell that
like
for our white listeners.
D today. For okay. Divine. I for Indlebe. T for Tepo, S for Sanbonan, E for everybody, and then B for boy, E for everyone.com.
Ditsebe.com. And .com is .com.
No. .com.
Oh, a natural dot.
A natural dot.
Wow, they should give that to you. So ditsebe.com on Facebook.
Yes, and on Twitter, you can follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
It's Ditsebe C. C for Christ, Christian, and comedian. So Ditsebe C on Twitter.
On Twitter, Ditsebe C.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
On Twitter.
Sure, boy.
I see Twitter. Because you grew up having a Twitter, man.
Okay, we've got about a minute. Got about a minute left.
Okay, Napster. Cool. Thenapster.com. Nap, STA. That's my website. I'm available on Twitter at The Napster Comedy. Same Instagram at The Napster Comedy. I got a YouTube channel at The Napster Comedy.
And Facebook, it's the space Napster, and it's Napster, N-A-P-S-T-A, not E-R.
Wow. Gents, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
It's really, really been wonderful. And people must go out there, support Ditsebe.com, support the Napster.
Thank you.
These guys are wonderful. And they're actually going to be coming to your town soon. So when you follow them, you'll definitely get all those dates. Yeah. I think Napster next is Cape Town.
Come on.
And then we've got Joburg.
Come on.
So yeah, keep following us on Twitter and on Facebook.
And thank you, Loiso, for just being awesome and supporting the movement.
It's only
amazing.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to end off with the clip that starts off quite funny, but actually gets quite serious. I started off with Steve Harvey right in the beginning, and I'm going to end with it. This one is called The Ultimate Introduction. Be blessed, and thank you so much, and see you next week.
Sure. You know something, y'all? My life been so good. Rick, just follow me on this. I thought this would be hot. You know, I've introduced some of the biggest and greatest names in show business. My career been good, man. God done a lot for me in 20 years. Really has, man. I done bought out some names, man. You know, when you're in this business, you know that matters. What you do counts in this business. We just talking about what I do for a living. It may not count on my trip to heaven, but it count in the business that I'm in. And everybody like recognition for their work. You want a promotion on your job, you want awards, you want to get plaques, you want to be number one, you want to be in the President's Club, the top sales, you want to be an employee of the month so you can park close, all that. Everybody want reward for their work. I ain't no different. I'm just sitting here saying that my career, man, been amazing to me. And what's gotten me to this point tonight, after 20 years, to be able to stand here, cuss free, you don't even know where I'm at right now. I'm telling you, man. And having introduced some of the biggest names in the world, from secular music to gospel, I hosted Showtime at the Apollo longer than anybody. I done won 9 NAACP Image Awards. I won NAACP Entertainer of the Year. I've hosted the BET Awards. Me and Sayed started that. I've hosted the Essence Awards. I've hosted BET Comedy Awards. I've hosted every celebration of gospel that they've ever had. I was sitting up thinking to myself, and just go with me on this. This just me again with that third eye, just wondering what some would be like. I was wondering, just in my imagination, of the ultimate introduction, that if I had the chance to bring out Jesus, I was thinking, what would I say with this third eye, with my ability as a comedian? What would I say if somebody let me introduce him? Cause he gonna get introduced one day. It's what my mama has always. My mother taught me as 36 years of a Sunday school teacher that Jesus was gonna come back one day. I believe that through every piece of hard time I'd have had. When y'all see me on tape and it don't look like I know him, trust me, I know him every day. There's no way I could have got here without him. What I believe has gotten me here, this is real talk. So if you will, just imagine with me if I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ. This is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce a man who needs no introduction. His credits are too long to list. He has done the impossible time after time. He hailed out of a manger in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, by way of heaven. His mother is still headlining in the Catholic Church today. His daddy is the author of a book that has been on the bestseller list since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the world's greatest fish fry. He fed 5,000 hungry souls with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. He can walk on water, turn water into wine, no special effects, no camera tricks. He has a headshot on every church fan across the country. Even before the kings of comedy, he was hailed the king of all kings, ruler of the universe, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the bright and the morning star. Some say he's the Rose of Sharon, and some say he's the Prince of Peace. Get up on your feet, put your hands together, and show your love for the second coming of the one and only.
This is CliffCentral.com.